Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. I am your co-host today, Rusty Cannon. I'm here with the one and only Greg Skordas. And we are moving along. We've made it so far error-free, as far as I can tell, on my first live show. So.
And we're still at the Supreme Court here.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been all over the place today, which is wonderful.
Yes, I am loving it. Always wanted to go to law school, and we get to keep talking about legal stuff. So this is great. So this week was an interesting week with the Supreme Court, as we all know. There was another case that was very important. Where they heard arguments before the court. Grants Pass, Oregon. Have you ever been there? I've never been there. It's not far from us. But that
apparently
town.
In the southwest
I think
part
so.
Of the state.
Yeah. Beautiful state. I'm sure it's a beautiful town. They're trying to regulate and reduce homelessness in their city. And they introduced a statute that bans sleeping outdoors. They're just trying to keep their streets safe, you know, clean, all that stuff. The question is this legal or does it punish the homeless for not having anywhere else to go? So your brilliant legal mind is going to walk us through this path.
Yeah,
this is an interesting question.
Yeah, let's talk about how it got to the Supreme Court, because there was a similar incident in Boise, Idaho. And Boise didn't necessarily criminalize homelessness. They said that people who are sleeping in the parks and whatnot would get a civil citation, and they would have to pay a fine. And, of course, the homeless population generally doesn't have money to pay a fine. And so those fines added up, and they got more and more and more. And they finally, by not paying the fine, the city said, okay, now you're committing a crime by violating a court order. You're in contempt of court, so to speak. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, first of all, it starts at the district court, mm-hmm. The trial court. It goes up to the Ninth Circuit, and they decided that the city of Boise was acting out of the realm, doing something they shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. Grants Pass, Oregon does the same thing. Their conduct is very similar. They're penalizing people who are sleeping in parks. Really, it's the homeless population, you know, they don't have any place to go, but the city doesn't want them there. And so the same thing happened there. The trial court said, no, city, you're doing it wrong. The Ninth Circuit said, no, you're doing it wrong. And finally, the Supreme Court said, look, this is not just a one-off now. We've got a couple cases. They happen to both be in the Ninth Circuit. And so the Supreme Court of the United States jumped in and said, we're going to decide this. And it's interesting, Rusty, because their decision is based on an Eighth Amendment issue, the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
And the argument that the people representing the homeless is that it's cruel to penalize somebody for sleeping,
yeah.
for trying to just catch a break, trying to just get some sleep. And so what they've done is they've gone to these various cities and said, okay, in order for you to have a law that is enforceable, you have to show us that you have sufficient beds that are not being taken advantage of, that you have accommodations for homeless that are not being used. You can't just criminalize conduct if you're not doing anything to prevent it yourself.
So there'd have to be an open bed.
Yeah.
You're saying, hey, listen, you could go to this open bed, but you're not, and therefore we can do this.
That makes the case, that makes the city's case more palatable to these justices.
So a lot of their questioning, apparently, so they spent a lot of time talking about a Supreme Court decision from 1962, Robinson v. California, where they ruled at the time that the government may prohibit conduct, such as drug use, but cannot ban status of, you know, being a drug
being
addict.
Being an addict,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. So walk us through that. What the difference there, it seems, so if you put that on this issue, you're saying, you know, could you criminalize the conduct but not the status?
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
So the conduct is trespassing in a park, sleeping in a park. You know what I mean? They're,
yep.
they're trying to solve the homeless issue, but they can't say being homeless is a crime. That
Correct.
Would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what these cities are doing is they're making an end run saying, okay, being homeless is unfortunate and we should do everything we can to prevent that. But sleeping in a park is a crime or you know, taking advantage of public resources and just deciding where you want to lay down is the crime, not necessarily being. So it would apply to you and I, even if we had a home, even if we have mm-hmm. everything. You know what I mean? They have to make it so that it's not centered on homelessness. Of course, it is. It's a means to an end. It's a way to try to solve the problem. And so they're looking at that case, looking at it the same way. We had some interesting comments by some of our justices. Justice Sotomayor explained that the law would selectively punish people for sleeping outside, targeting homeless people but not others.
If a stargazer wants to take a blanket out at night to watch the stars and falls asleep, you don't arrest them. You only arrest people who don't have a home.
So, no, these laws are generally applicable. They apply to
everyone. Yeah, that's what you want to say. Give me one example, because your police officers couldn't. And they explicitly said, if someone has a home and is out there and happens to fall asleep, they won't be arrested.
So that's exactly what you were just talking about. I mean, that's she hit it on the head. So in other words, what's your goal here?
Yeah.
And if it's to get rid of homelessness, you may be doing it wrong. If it's for some public safety issue or something, then maybe so. But here's another argument from another one of our justices. This is Justice Elena Kagan, who said that the law doesn't just punish criminal conduct, but the status of being homeless itself.
If you were to come in here and you were to say, you know, we need certain protections to keep our streets safe, and we can't have, you know, people sleeping in any place that they want, and we can't have, you know, tent cities cropping up, I mean, that would create one set of issues. But your ordinance goes way beyond that. Your ordinance says, for a person who is homeless, that person cannot take himself and himself only, can't take a blanket and sleep someplace without it being a crime. It seems like you're criminalizing a status.
Yeah, so they go back to that very issue.
Right. And it's like you say, it would have been interesting to hear from some of the other justices who were taking a slightly different position. But it seems like at least these two justices are very skeptical of the way that the city is going about trying to solve a problem.
So I have two questions. First of all, do these attorneys ever just get speechless? Right. It just seems like you're really under the gun there with these justices hammering at you. Are there times at the Supreme Court where they're speechless and they don't have an answer?
Yeah, I've never been to the Supreme Court, but I've been to the Utah Supreme Court. I've been to the Tenth Circuit, the Utah Court of Appeals. The answer is yes. Sometimes they ask you a question and you're just like, hey, I didn't write the law. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, work your way out of the question.
I'm just the messenger here, Judge.
Yeah.
That doesn't fly very well.
So the second question then is the issue here with Oregon's law that it just goes too far? Meaning, if it was more moderate or more reasonable, maybe we wouldn't be in this spot. It seems like that's kind of what they're saying, right?
Right. And secondarily, what we talked about a minute ago, which is, are there alternatives? Is there something the city should be doing and is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we've got a homeless shelter. We've got this. We've got beds. We've got open space. We've got counseling. We've got therapy. So there's no excuse for sleeping in the in the park. You know what I mean? Because the city's doing other things. But if you're not providing that and you're just criminalizing conduct, and I think some of these arguments by these justices were a little goofy, you know, like if I'm just a stargazer and I want to sleep in the park, like, come on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to do anything. But if you're camping out there for 2 weeks at a time, maybe that's a little more problematic.
Yeah. Fascinating. Again, I wished I would have gone to law school. I should have followed your path, right? This is just fascinating stuff. I mean, this applies here in Salt Lake City. This is on everybody's mind.
Oh, yeah. If you remember what we were doing at Pioneer Park a couple of years ago, and it was just a homeless encampment where we had it all sort of enclosed. Everybody knew where the homeless people were. But the businesses around there were going, hey, wait a minute. Why should we bear the burden of this? Whereas now they're separated. If you drive down Beck Street, I mean, there are homeless camps all along there. I mean, it's a mess. Is the city doing enough? Who knows? Is the county doing enough? It was a big issue in the last mayoral election. We'll see where this goes. We cut a couple interesting cases from the Supreme Court. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break.